This is Dr. Tim Hagney with Nature's Remedies. This week's topic concerns the herb golden seal, also known as hydrastis. Like many botanical medicines, golden seal's root is the part we use, and has a bright orange color in its powdered form, which you can see at some of the area health food stores. There you can see how expensive it is, at over $100 a pound, where a culinary herb like basil may be only $10 a pound. Luckily, unlike ginseng and astragalus, two herbs used in a tonic way, golden seal should generally be used acutely, for short periods of time, say when you have an infection. Indeed, golden seal has an affinity for mucous membranes, such as of the respiratory and urinary tracts, so it's good for inflammation and infections there. Namely, we're talking about the common cold, sore throat, sinus infections, ear infections, and bladder infections. So if you've missed taking your tonic herb to prevent a cold and you actually get one, then now is the time to use golden seal. This herb is said to be an astringent, which means when mucous membranes are inflamed and irritated, they'll be swollen. So an astringent like golden seal will shrink or tighten up these tissues. When I first studied golden seal, I thought of it as a kind of herbal antibiotic. Yet we must realize that golden seal is not as strong as even the first antibiotic, penicillin, and should not be seen as equivalent. A dangerous infection such as pneumonia may require an antibiotic, in which case this class of powerful drugs could be life-saving. Having said that, we're now having the problem of bacteria, ironically, especially in hospitals, becoming antibiotic resistant, to the point where infection experts are urging for their use only when truly necessary. Also, at least the common cold is viral anyway, not bacterial, so herbs such as golden seal, which stimulate the body's immune system, would certainly be a good choice. A dropper full every 2 hours during the acute symptoms would be a good dosing schedule. Well, thanks for listening. This has been Dr. Tim Hagney with Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.